This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
And we're back here on Loud and Local. We have two bands tonight on the show in the 11 o'clock hour, a band called Stoned Evergreen Travelers, and right now a band by the name of Matriarch. Matriarch played a show today around like 3 or 4 p.m., and they made it to the show. Badasses right here. Matriarch, welcome to Loud and Local. Let's go around the room, introduce yourselves, and tell us what you do for Matriarch.
My name's Malia. I play drums.
I'm Rachel, and I'm the singer.
I'm Casey, I play bass.
I'm Mary, and I'm a guitar.
Right on. Well, welcome to the show. Hold.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hell yeah.
Hold and Release is the brand new album. They have a record release show coming out. It's July 27th at the Clockout Lounge. Is that, where is the Clockout Lounge?
That's Beacon Hill.
Beacon Hill, there you go. All right.
Brand new.
With Sashay's last show ever, and Nudity.
Sad.
So, Malia, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Uh-oh.
Dun-dun-dun.
You got a very important text message before the show, like right before we went on air.
I did.
What? Shout out to your dad.
Yeah. I got a real sweet, nice little text from my pops saying that this is the proudest he's ever been of me.
Even though.
He's been a longtime listener, first-time caller. I remember listening to KSW in his truck when I was a little kid on my way to school.
That's awesome.
Since 1978?
He said 1976.
That's awesome.
I told him I'm going to print that text message out and put it right next to my school diploma.
What's your dad's name?
Tim Warchow.
Tim, all right. Thanks, Tim, for being a loyal KISW listeners all these years. Very, very cool moment, though. It's awesome. So enough about that, though. Your record release show, again, is the 27th. And tell me a little bit about this album. How long has it been a process of working on it? And then the music video, too. Pretty cool stuff.
Ah, geez.
Yeah, we got a real sick music video by our friend Clyde Peterson. It's for one of our songs, Scene Queen, which is kind of like a tongue-in-cheek dig, if you will, at a lot of the punk scene politics that kind of go on in local small DIY music communities.
Yeah,
everybody knows everybody, and everybody likes to be in on everybody's business.
Mm-hmm. A lot of drama.
Yeah. But we've been working
on this band, though.
Yeah, not in this band. We've been working on this record for
year and a half.
Yeah,
yeah, because you guys already had some of the songs written. Yeah. I joined the band two Februarys ago. So February of 2017, and you guys already had some songs written, right? So,
yeah, and the other half has been last.
Yeah, but we started recording last fall, so it didn't take us too long, I think. I don't know. It seemed pretty natural, the right pace.
So. No, yeah, and it was Phil Jones, who is in Chick Ones and also Division. He recorded our record actually in the Black Breath practice space.
That's awesome.
Which was sick. Tight.
We got to like practice with like, or we recorded with like their full stacks and like a flying V, and it was just really, really like nerdy time.
This is metal.
Oh yeah, it was hella sick.
Stacks and stacks.
So tell me what the like inspiration for this band was. Like, was there a moment where y'all were like, "We want to," like you saw a band, and you're like, "We want to do that," or any kind of like reference points to like, "We want to kind of sound like this, mixed with this," or tell me a little bit about your inspiration.
Well, I was a big fan of this band, To See You Broken, which
yes,
our really
absolutely.
Good friend Carrie was in, and I remember being a young lady in the scene, and they were like one of the first bands that I saw that was all female, just heavy band.
Shout out to Stacy from To See You Broken as well.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Saw them at Second Avenue Pizza.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Cute.
Blast from the past. So I mean, I had always wanted to be in a band like that, and Casey and I had connected a little over some like DIY music stuff. And
cool.
I just wanted to be in a band where I got to yell my head off.
That's awesome.
And some of the frustrations of how the world is right now. So, yeah.
That's therapy, sonic therapy
there. Yeah. Definitely.
And
it's cathartic.
It was also a band, too, where, like, at first, I know at least I was very, like, I want to be, like, in a band with a bunch of girls, but also don't want it to be, like, a girl band. I don't want it to be a political band. But the way that we ended up writing music and the breakdowns and just, like, how we felt in the time, we're like, well, I guess we don't really have a choice. Like, this is just how we feel and this is what we need to write about and this is how we can best express and we know the spaces and environments that we're going to be playing in, and we wanted to make sure that we got what we needed to get out and express ourselves in that way.
That's awesome. Let it happen kind of organically and just what happens.
Yeah. Definitely.
So we're going to play a couple songs. I don't mean to cut you all off, but we wanted to play some songs here. And we'll be talking more with Matriarch here about some inspiration, some stuff that they listened to growing up and whatnot. But I want to play a couple songs off the album Hold and Release. We got Wit's End and Scene Queen here. We're going to go into the band right now. It's Matriarch on Loud and Local. It's 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Thank you.
You're listening to Loud and Local. All the songs you hear until midnight are all produced here in the Northwest, and that's a beautiful thing. By the way, it's Matriarch in studio now, and that was a song called Scene Queen. It's off their new album, Hold and Release. You can check out the band this coming Friday, July 27th at the Clockout Lounge, and it's going to be a cool show with Sashay and Nudity. So definitely try and make it out to the show. Before that was a song called Wit's End, and that's another song off the album. Matriarch in studio again. Thanks for coming up here. I know Sunday
thanks
night.
For having us.
Who's got to get up early in the morning for a day job?
Oh God, all of us.
Rain City Rock Camp starts tomorrow.
Nice. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that Rain City Rock Camp.
Yeah, it's an all girls camp and or non gender claiming
conforming
yeah. like. Kids or youth between the ages of 8 and 17, and you kind of put a bunch of people into a room. They've never met each other before, and they have 5 days to write a song before they play on the Crocodile stage. And some of the campers have played an instrument before,
yeah.
and some people are really, really talented. And you're like, all right, you have 5 hours to write a song. And so my part in the Rain City Rock Camp is to all the bass players.
Oh, cool.
You have like about 5 or 8 of them in a room, and you're like, all right, here's the bass, and here's an octave, and here's a fifth, and here's how you make a circuit, and here's what pedals can do. And then also here's like local places that you can go to buy instruments.
Yeah.
And here's how to be confident to go into music stores and tell
that's
people
pretty incredible,
what you want
yeah.
and what you don't need, and just go in and buy and start your own band.
You give them the kind of confidence that they need maybe to just jump right into it. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Casey and I hold down the percussion section at Rain City Rock Camp.
Really? That's
yeah,
awesome.
Pretty sick. We always try and wear band t-shirts that have a female member or a female representation in the band.
Cool.
It's really hard, surprisingly,
yeah?
to do.
Yeah. Well, just wear your own shirts.
5 days. We're like, hi.
Exactly.
We got 4 shirts, so,
hey,
you know.
Try it out.
We also have 4 shirts. People want to buy that on Bandcamp.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what's the Bandcamp? What's the Bandcamp? What is it?
It's matriarchseattle@bandcamp.com. So.
Perfect.
Go to the internet.com. Figure it out.
Matriarch Seattle. Yeah.
I got to ask some questions here, and these might be a bit embarrassing, but you know what? I want y'all to be honest here and be truthful. So what was the first local band each of you fell in love with? Maybe the first band you even saw, first local show, first band that you remember actually seeing?
I mean, I would say, I mean, first band to fall in love with would be like grunge, like Nirvana and
yeah.
Soundgarden.
Hell yeah.
You know, because I was like 7 or 8 when all of that was really a big thing. But I'd say for me, like a first legitimate fall in love and also see them live was These Arms Are Snakes.
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Great band.
I saw those guys pretty much every time I could see them between like 17 and 20, right when they were at their big heyday. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible band.
It's yeah. like a funny little small world moment, but one of my favorite first bands that I remember that I was just like obsessed with was Rachel's older brother's band.
Which, I mean, he's the one who introduced me to Nirvana and Soundgarden.
What band was that?
He was in a really sick like math rock band called Jules.
Cool.
And I was like nutso about them.
That's awesome. Such
a big fan.
Right on. And then, of course, To See You Broken, right? They were
yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. To See You Broken's... Yeah.
Right on.
I mean, honestly, for me, I think actually These Arms might have been more accurate.
Yeah.
But I was going to say Mon Frere. That was probably one of the first ones. I remember sneaking out and going over to see them at some college or something.
Oh, nice. But These Arms Are Snakes. Like, they're so
bad
inspirational
girl.
With, like, someday I'll get to Steve Sneer's level of, like, rock and roll antics
right.
on stage.
He kind of looks like a skinny version of Lemmy. With these, like, handlebar mustache.
He dresses like him, too. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, but, man, that guy, he, like... I interviewed them once and...
for a radio show or a zine
no,
or what?
No, for a little website called Three Imaginary Girls.
Mostly, I remember that.
Yeah, they're mostly pop focused, but they let me write about whatever. I don't know. They liked me. But yeah, I asked him once. I was like,
what's
how bad
like?
Have you hurt yourself? And like, he's cracked ribs on monitors and stuff. So I don't think I'd ever get that bad. But, you know.
I mean, challenge accepted, though, right?
I don't know.
Please.
I mean, when the
hey,
botch
I'm a nurse.
Happens,
I'll take care of you.
Like, you
if
know?
The bot, if we got to open for botch, I would just like go crazy.
Have the paramedics already
outside. Yeah, I would learn how to cartwheel, probably, is what I would do.
That's what AAA is for, right?
That was your first local love, though, right?
Yeah, about you?
No, Casey? So my first date was a death cab show. I'm from Bellingham, so like that was just first date, small little death cab show. But my first actual, what I think a local show was actually, it was my first house show, and actually Kevin booked it.
Oh, my God.
I know, a little blushing going on, but it was Crow's Glory, Gravemaker, and Sirius Black. That was my first house show.
Yeah,
it
was a guy moshing naked.
Yeah.
Completely naked, and his, junk was flying on people.
I was about
cool.
Was
no
weird.
One needed that.
No, and, they really didn't.
It was an eye-opener, and it maybe started my first exposure to, Northwest hardcore.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
And so that was kind of, my big moment at that time.
This is coming full circle right
here. Right on.
I know. It's kind of
well, weird. You're welcome for
thanks.
So I got to ask, what was the first album that y'all purchased on your own? The first CD, tape, record, whatever. And let's make this fast because we got to get into some jams.
Pocahontas soundtrack.
Nice. That's metal.
I'm really sure that it was Licensed to Ill, but I want to say it was Ill Communication because that's so much cooler.
Yeah. Both good records, but Ill Communication I think is a little bit better. But
yeah, it was Licensed to Ill.
Whoa. I'd say Jewel, Pieces of You, the singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
I was 10, yeah.
Mine was Blackstreet, another level. Oh,
well. No diggity.
No diggity.
No doubt.
Hell yeah. Right on. Well, again, Matriarch in studio. We're going to be talking about their record release show. And, if you have any questions for the band, 206-421-ROCK. We're going to get into a couple more jams. We got Cataracts and Money Problems. Anything y'all want to say about these songs before we jump into them?
I mean, they're two topics everybody can relate to, right? I actually, had genetic cataracts, so I may look young, but I actually have already had cataract surgery.
Bummer.
So that song's pretty autobiographical. And I mean, I guess they both are, right? Money Problems.
Money Problems.
They're autobiographical songs.
True.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I want to say.
All right. Here it is. Matriarch. Two more from this awesome local band. It's Loud and Local on the Rock.
Let's go.
Got to hit that Stone Cold Steve Austin theme music for the badasses in Matriarch.
Loving
here.
It. Loving it.
Yes. It's Loud and Local here on The Rock. Matriarch in studio. We've been playing jams off their newest albums called Hold and Release. Coming out. It's actually out right now. You can pick it up. You can go to matriarchband.com. Is it Matriarch Seattle?
Matriarch Seattle.
My bad. Matriarch Seattle. I'm trying to,
shout
it out.
On Spotify, yeah, there's wrong. A few of us. Yeah. So
on Spotify, too?
Yeah, sort out for Hold and Release. That's the one you want.
That's awesome. So, again, matriarchseattle.bandcamp.com. There, I got it right. All right, cool.
Yeah. That's also our handle on Instagram. We're pretty correct. Active on Instagram. Yeah.
Awesome.
I think you're on the Twitter.
Yeah.
You got the Twitter. You got the Facebook.
Oh, yeah. We're a big fan of the Instagram
stories. The Tinder. No?
No, not
no band account for Tinder?
No, we save that for tour.
Okay. Tour or Tinder. All right. No judgments. All right.
Sometimes you just need a couch to crash on.
No, exactly.
Like, hey,
ChristianMingle.com.
We'll talk about Converge if you give us a couch to sleep on.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We don't want to break any hearts, but we're all
FarmersOnly.com. So.
That's true.
Farmers.
Oh, my God.
So the show is again this Friday at the Clockout Lounge with Sashay and Nudity. Pretty cool that you all are playing the last Sashay show.
Oh my gosh!
Is that pretty important for y'all?
Yeah. We love Sashay. This is like a really so bittersweet moment for us to be able to have our Seattle vinyl release show and also say goodbye to a band that we love so much. Yeah, I hear there's great pizza though.
Oh. Well, and it's also like one of those bands too that, like, since the first time that we've started playing, they have been supportive of us since day one, which is really cool.
Shout out to the cheerleaders. We got a lot of cheerleaders. How much time can we get? Can we shout at people out?
Hey,
Leah has a couple people.
25,000 minutes. Do it.
Oh, we got so many people. I think we already plugged a couple of people that we really, really love, but I'm going to plug them again. Phil Jones recorded our record. Really sweet, sweet, sweet human.
Even though he's an Oakland A's fan.
We'll forgive his minor discretions.
Hey, we had a good time in Oakland on our recent tour.
That's true.
We just went on tour last week. That was a blast.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Right on.
That was super fun. So shout out to, they're probably not going to listen because they're obviously in California and whatnot, but shout out to all those folks because they really put us up on a sweet tour, I think.
Yeah. Clyde Peterson again, always.
Yeah. Clyde put out our music video for the second song that you played, Scene Queen.
Yeah.
Jenica
Cruz. You can
find
that on YouTube.
Yeah, Jenica Cruz, also a really talented local artist that does some amazing design work and designed our stuffs. Lots of things, our shirts, our records.
Stuff,
it's just a lot of stuffs.
And this is going to be out on vinyl. I didn't even mention that. I didn't even know that it was going to be out on vinyl. I figured it would just be like CD and whatnot, but it's going to be on vinyl. That's awesome.
7-inch.
That's
pick
great.
That up next week. That's our release show for that at the Clockout Lounge.
Coming Friday.
Self-released?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's awesome. That's really cool. So congratulations to
you.
Despite our money problems, we've been saving up.
That's going to be a hot seller.
Oh,
that's
thank
the
you.
Goal.
Silence.
Awkward
silence. We hope.
Well, we definitely talked about, like, should we even look for it? But we're like, we're like a brand new band. And, like, we would rather, like, release ourselves and have the choice and the also, like, the privilege of being able to decide what we want to put out, how we want to put it out.
Exactly.
Not have to be obligated to do a long tour. Because we all have, like, real grown-up jobs, too. And it's, like, hard to take off time. And we want to be able to do the things right now the way that we're able to do it.
What is it? No gods, no masters.
No leash, no masters.
No leash, no masters. And no contracts.
I come from a strong, big, big family of matriarchs. And all those strong women in my life have taught me that, you know, if you want to do something right, you got to do it yourself.
Yep.
So
that's awesome. And that definitely kind of like seeps its way into the punk community very much so. So
yeah,
absolutely.
Well, especially with today's music industry, it's like unless we get signed by a label that's going to give us full service, then might as well do it ourselves.
Yeah, there's no point, right?
Yeah. And I mean, we all come from like backgrounds of being in the music scene and whatnot. So we came with knowledge. Two of us Malia and I, we come
do
from
what?
Do like running record labels and whatnot.
Oh, I don't
so.
Ever.
Oh yeah,
do
so
that.
Two of us, no. So two of us come from a background of that. So we knew what we were
nice.
Doing. Yeah. So
right on. Well, Matriarch, thank you very much for coming into studio. And is there anything y'all want to say before we jump into the last song?
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you so much, Kevin.
Yeah, you're welcome.
See y'all at the Clockout on Friday. It's gonna be sick.
There was one thing you asked if you were allowed to say.
Oh yeah, just kill your local alpha male. Like kill the notion that, you know, macho dudes that are into elbowing everybody out of the way to get the top has to be the person at the top. Like, let's level it out a little bit and get some more diversified voices out there running things.
Word.
Running stuff.
Well, and also,
hell
like
yeah, brother.
In the Kill Your Local Alpha Male song, so like if you're ever curious about the lyrics that we have, it is on Bandcamp and it is available. And if you're curious about specifically the song Kill Your Local Alpha Male, because it's such like a very strong in your face title, the lyrics are available for anyone who looks at it or who wants to look at it. It's on Bandcamp. There's a specific line about people standing in the back of the room. And I feel like that is very strong and pointed to standing in the back of an actual physical room or even online. So I recommend anyone to look at that if they feel like they want to learn more about it, and feel free to reach out to us if they have any questions.
Right on. Thank you again, yeah. Matriarch, here on Loud and Local. We got the last song. It's called Breakdown. Does it have a big chunky breakdown?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's pretty heavy.
It's Loud and
Hell
Local.
Yeah, brother.
Matriarch on Loud
Thanks
and Local.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Let's rock it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.